As the old phrase goes, one person's trash is another person's treasure. If that's really true, then the Petrified National Forest has a lot of treasure from 50 years or more ago. The National Park Service is preserving a lot of what Route 66 drivers and passengers threw out the windows in the mid-20th century and is trying to put it into historical perspective. William Parker is a paleontologist at Petrified National Forest and is with me. Bill, can you describe what's going on there with the trash and why and how it's being preserved?
Okay, so one of the really interesting things about Petrified Forest that people don't know is that we have a lot of historic highways that run through the park, from the historic military wagon roads all the way through to Interstate 40 today. And the two that are really of interest are the Old Trails Highway, and then it's later on that became Route 66. So Route 66 obviously is something that people are really interested in. And we are the only national park that preserves a segment of Route 66 through the park. And a million cars a year were going down that road. And back then, people would just had the tendency to, it was socially acceptable to, when you were finished with whatever you were doing, your bottle or your can of your drink, you would just roll down the window and you would throw it out. The roadsides of Route 66 had a lot of trash. I mean, a lot of the highways do today as well. But this was pretty notable. So through the park, we have the original road of the highway. And on the ditches on either side, we find a lot of artifacts that were thrown out, mostly cans and bottles, as well as other things.
You know, what strikes me, though, is that the old song didn't have a line, throw your trash on Route 66. I think it was get your kicks, right?
That's get your kicks. Kick your trash on Route 66.
Are there a few or even more than a few items that you think are especially interesting?
Like everything, it's a snapshot of history. So there's a few really interesting things. For example, the Coca-Cola bottles back then were glass, and they would stamp the city where they were bottled on the bottom. So of course, so you can actually see where the bottles came from. And of course, most of them are from Gallup and Flagstaff, which were the two connecting cities on either side of the park, the two larger ones. So if you were heading west, you'd be coming from Gallup to Flagstaff. And if you were going east, you'd be going from Flagstaff to Gallup. So it makes sense that we find bottles with those markings on the bottom. You know, we find all kinds of things, pieces of cars, tires, window cranks, emblems, license plate pieces. And then we get some other interesting things. There's a pair of like aviator sunglasses out there. There were some trading posts along the route. And one of the things that we find commonly at those are kids' toys. So marbles and, I found a cap gun at one, and it was part of a very expensive set. So I can just imagine this kid who was crying down the road because he just lost his cap gun at the last stop. And, you know, parents identify with that, getting mad because not only is this kid crying now, but he also lost part of probably a very expensive Christmas present. It's pretty interesting, all the different stuff that we get along the road, and it tells kind of a story. I mean, I know that these kids cried, but no, but they probably did.
Educated,
so when I
guess,
find these
yeah.
toys, I can just think about what was going on.
I think the perception is a key thing here as well, because, you know, if we see people throwing garbage at the window today, obviously that, as you mentioned, things were different a number of decades ago. But even the idea that, you know, the old one person's trash is another person's treasure. And it's almost as if what you're doing now is a great example of that.
Right. So all of the trash now is considered historic. It's over 50 years old. It's connected with a prominent route, a prominent period in American history. It tells a story. So it's not actually trash anymore. It's actually considered to be a historic artifact. And in some cases, we collect some of these just to have a representative. So I could just imagine a look at someone's face in the 40s and 50s if you told them that the Coke bottle that they just threw out the window was going to be in a museum for all perpetuity, you know, come 2020.
Well, I love the idea that you're a paleontologist and some of the things that you must have found and looked at and studied. And now, how does this compare to your what you've been trained to do?
Well, I've always approached my paleontology and my fossil work from a historic standpoint, too. I'm really a historian, so I'm interested in the history of life on Earth. I'm interested in the history of this country. I'm interested in the history of this state and this national park. So to me, it's all fascinating because you're just figuring out, you know, something that happened a long time ago. So when you pick up this piece of Route 66 trash, essentially. I mean, there's a story behind it. You know, somebody had it. You know, they discarded it for a reason, and there it is for us to find. It tells us a little bit of information that we might not know about the people and the place and the time.
So we're talking about, you know, five decades ago or more. Does that tell us anything that if we, I mean, we don't litter the way we used to, certainly, but does that indicate that the today's trash could be seen the same way in 5 decades, the trash we have now, could it be seen the same way by a future paleontologist?
Yeah. So down the road, everything that when you lose something now, there's a chance that somebody in the future might find it. And maybe it's the only representative of that thing that still exists. Or, you know, it could be rare because all the rest were destroyed. But it tells a story of this point in time. It's a weird, funny thing, trash, because that's how archaeologists make their living, is studying other people's trash and trying to figure out how those societies lived. And the same thing will happen, you know, 50, 100, 200, 1,000 years from now, presumably.
That is William Parker. He's a paleontologist at the Petrified National Forest. Bill, thank you for the time.
Thank you very much.